process. What did you say is the main reasons why they got away from you in the second half?
Yeah, we're still analysing a little bit. I think they lifted their intensity. I thought they stopped our transition out of defence. Well, they got plenty of scoring opportunities and entries, and their centre bounce ascendancy gave them some good momentum within the quarter, early in the third. So I thought we fought on the last, obviously trying conditions. So our ball use and that sort of thing was pretty good first half. Our stoppage was a bit of a worry, and that trend continued in the third quarter, centre square bounce. But yeah, our transition out of defence sort of dropped away. So and their pressure lifted. That was about the size of it. And their talls, obviously, not a lot of pressure and some terrible turnovers. When the ball's coming back off turnover, they're out of position a bit.
How testing were the conditions? Is all different to what you trained in on Thursday?
Oh, look, there's certainly no excuse. There's some challenges within that, but we sort of don't give the mental out. Both teams playing it. Yeah, I think there's bigger issues than the weather. But, yeah, our young players get exposed to that again. So I was pleased we didn't give up and we sort of fought on and it didn't blow out. So, yeah, but the third quarter was obviously really quite poor.
How did you assess Shane Yearing's debut?
Oh, look, he's sort of a bit of life, some opportunities. Certainly moves like an AFL player. He sort of dropped a couple he should have held, but that's the extra pressure. I thought he was a bit overplaying things. Once he settled, he looked okay, I thought.
And Ed Langdon put up career best numbers. Was that the best game he's played for the club in your eyes?
I'll have to go away and analyse it. Yeah, as a coach, you walk out. I think there's bits and pieces around. And, you know, Walters and Hill in particular, when they were humming, we were humming. But as they slide, we slide a bit. So we're leaving it to too much to too few, and we need a few to buy in. I thought some of our senior players were a bit quieter than we would have liked them, without naming them. And you're right, I thought Langdon, you know, he's really running and working hard, so he's sort of starting to understand what's about. There's nothing but upside for him.
Were you always concerned about their tall forwards, Ross, or were they just sort of a bit sort of left out to dry, I suppose, with the turnovers?
Yeah, they probably left out to dry. They didn't worry us too much in the first half. They had bits and pieces, but you'd like to think you could run and bounce off them, but we didn't do that very well.
Lockie had a really good game for you guys, Lockie Neal.
Oh, I thought it was okay. I think you can get caught up in the numbers a bit. I think if I went in there, he'd look pretty flat. You know, probably could have pressured around the ball and tackled a little bit more, I think. No, I think, I know, he told me that. So when you're losing and you're having a quarter like the third and you're in the engine room, it was Lockie Neal, it was Hill. A couple others in there, Connor Blakely. I don't think you'll walk away and go, we've had a ripping game.
I was going to say, were you surprised you weren't able to get on top more in midfield? I mean, I know both sides had a lot of injuries, but theirs seemed to be obviously their best six or so midfielders, and you had, you know, a couple of really good ones there. Were you surprised you weren't able to get on top there more?
Yeah, it was good discussion. I mean, we moved Mundy, was a half back for three quarters, so he's been playing midfield, but yeah, well, I think Lockie Neal's a pretty good player. Like, Tendai isn't typically in there for us, and Connor's a young player. So, yeah, we're trying some things. Look, you know, I think, yeah, Sexton, he went to Hill. I thought it was even half-time, and then Sexton worked on top in the third. Jack Martin was around the edges, was he? He's a pretty handy talent, I think. I could be wrong. I don't get caught in that. I don't walk in with the injury calculus out and go, they got that out. That's not the world I live in. I live in, we're putting 22 Dockers players down and they're putting 22 down. So, I thought we had our moments in there, but overall, you know, they probably edged us out. Centre bounces more than anything, and on the spread a little bit.
How'd you go injury-wise today?
Yeah, nothing up front, Luke, is there? I think Spur had a bit of a head knock, a bit of laceration, but he was pretty brave. So, we've had a bit of a rough run, but, you know, that happens. So, yeah, there's certainly no excuses here. We're beaten by a better team. I thought we fought on and really one really bad quarter, I think, and then probably the start of the last, we could have been a bit better. So, yeah, but the first half was a bit to like when the game's up for grabs. That's why the third's probably a bit surprising, because when the heat was on, I thought we stood up and we worked and we pressured and we moved the ball well. So it was surprising to see it when it should have opened up and been a bit easier. We weren't able to sort of continue on with that, and that's the disappointment.
It's too early. Ross, but are you expecting anyone back for next week? Aaron Sandler's looked quite good in the little bit of training with someone there.
Yeah, look, with that being said, you're right, it's very early, and it'd be remiss of me to speculate, really, because I'm not in that position.
Does that game take on extra significance with the Pavlich milestone?
Oh, look, they're just numbers, to be honest. What would we like to do? We'd like to win every week, and that's been the aim since I come through the door, and that hasn't changed. What we'd like to do is respect the occasion with top-level effort. So other than that, if I thought our players would produce more next week than they did today or the previous weeks, I'd be disappointed, because that means we're leaving a bit in the tank that we could tap into. So, but emotions do funny things, don't they? So we know we play a quality opponent. It's a big number. What it all means, I'm not exactly sure, but it's a pretty significant games milestone.
There's been a bit written about Bradley Hill today. Alistair Clarkson's said he's open to getting a deal done. Are you confident that might be able to take place in the end?
Well, there's two things here. We don't conduct our negotiations and business in the media. But what I will say is there's two clubs that have gone about this situation the right way and are both comfortable where it sits at the minute. And we'd like to, at the end of the day, you're talking about a Hawthorn player, and I'd like to respect that and leave it at that. So I'll be making no further comment except to say both parties had an understanding of an initial meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Ross.